Sheffield Life presents Creative Voice. This summer, 12 young people worked alongside Sheffield Life, the local community radio station, to make two radio programmes. One to explore the theme of gang culture, and the other to look at negative and positive stereotypes. This show explores the negative and positive effects that music has on the youth culture of today.
Sheffield Life. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
I don't know exactly when it started going downhill. Let's take it back to the days it was about skill. Before it was sweet boys parading as tough geezers, educated men naming themselves after drug dealers. When it was a way to vent a man's pain, before it became a tool for presidential campaigns. Before the 50s, Lil Wayne's and Rick Ross's, I'm about to show you the essence of what hip-hop is. Before it was about street credibility, when it was he's alright but he's better lyrically. Think about the zombies, your bad words influence, before hip-hop became an advert for ignorance.
Hello everyone, this is Anissa.
And it's your boy Sino.
So today we're gonna talk a bit about positive and negative music. Let's hear more about you in the interview with Danny B. Music being used in a positive manner.
What message do you think music gives people, a positive message or a negative message?
It can go both ways. If it's like grime music and like just like music that's not commercial, if music's not commercial.
Okay, one question. Yeah. 50 Cent, his music's commercial, right?
Yeah.
So what kind of message do you think he gives people?
50 Cent is in the mainstream for all the wrong reasons, right? His music's not positive for one bit, right?
It was not mainstream. It was got a positive message, just to prove a point, innit?
Old Boy's not mainstream.
Okay, Old Boy's not mainstream. And what's Old Boy fighting against?
Old Boy's fighting against anti-gun and knife crime, right?
Fighting against anti-gun and knife crime, or fighting against gun and knife crime.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Basically, right, why should 50 Cent be in mainstream when he makes negative music, negative things, gang calls or stuff like that? Why is he in the mainstream earning millions of pounds, and then wonder why people are looking up to him? And people are doing the exact same stuff that he does.
Do you think that's the reason why it's good to have somebody like that in the clip? So they can relate. So obviously, I'm not being funny, but a lot of people like to listen these days. Like me, for example, I listen to music that I relate to. That's why I write deep as well. And I listen to people like Tupac, it inspires me.
You're basically right. All the people in the mainstream that are doing negative things, gang, they should be straight out of the mainstream. They should have no record deal. You don't understand how powerful music is, right? And if the wrong people, it's like the government, it's like another
which
government.
Is more realistic?
This is like the free
music, commercial music, yeah?
Yeah.
And independent, like, which is underground music, which one's...
Independence is straight up.
That's right.
Right.
Like I said, right? It's more reality check.
It's like another government.
No.
That it can gain so much power over people, man. Right, you basically, right, you get a bad rap artist, right, someone like 50 Cent, You get him to do a concert, right? He's earning money from that, right? He's getting more power to do more bad things. You get me?
Yeah.
Do you actually get me?
Yeah.
It does make sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, man.
That was Danny B and Sino. Welcome back, Sino.
Hello.
Hi. And well done, Sino.
Thank you very much.
It was a very interesting conversation.
Thank you.
And now, what do you think about the bad music? You know, you talked about how music can be used in a positive manner. Do you think people are going to succeed doing that?
You can use music all you like. Music's not necessarily negative, right? If I produce a song saying, everybody be happy, happy, everybody love each other, that'd be all right, man. But if I'm like, yo, I'm gonna shoot you down and all that stuff, then it's all negative and all.
How come all the negative music, like, people
because
really
it's evil
because
negative music is making the money nowadays, and it's all evil and it's just to gain power.
How comes the good music don't make as much money?
Because evil's taking over good. Back in the day, you know what I mean, a lot of classic songs used to make all good music, but then came along bad music, took over.
Well, probably we should have evil classic music. And now, Luke interviewing Block, they're going to talk about good music, bad music, good words and bad words. What makes good music be good? Here are Block and Luke.
Check it out.
Right, my name's Luke. I'm a part of All Boy, DJ, producer, and I've got Block here with me.
Yo, what's going on? My name's BLOC.
Right, we just basically want the positive and negative sides to music, basically, and people's lyrics and stuff like that.
Positive and negatives. Well, I'll take it like this, yeah. One day, we're going shorting CDs, well, selling CDs and stuff. We saw a little girl singing Mama, and that's the clean song, you get me?
Yeah, commercial.
Commercial, more commercial. Imagine, yeah, if we had been selling, like, stuff, yeah, about guns, chatting about kill this, yeah. That's already...
So you mean like in the lyrics, they're mentioning guns and killing people and that, yeah?
Yeah.
And drugs and
that
stuff.
That would be the little kid's thing in mind, every young age, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Then little kid, obviously they don't know what it means, yeah? But knowledge comes with age.
Exactly, yeah.
So when they get older, they know what this means. They'll be like, yo, I've been listening to this. Then they think that's right, you get me?
They think that's a good thing, innit?
Mm. So that's like brainwashing all youngers at the end of the day.
Right. And what's like the positive side then? We've got a positive side to music.
Positive side. Well, music, yeah? It's a job, you get me?
It's a career.
It depends how much you're willing to put in. Because I know people that live off selling CDs right now, feed their families.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's a harder work, yeah? You got to put the passion in the grind and everything.
Hard
it
work
takes
pays
you
off
the streets. If you're selling your own CDs, it's nothing illegal.
Yeah.
It's not illegal, you get me? It's legal stuff, it's legit, yeah?
Yeah.
You can say, yo, I've been getting my money for your CDs. Just doing your own thing, basically. Know what I mean?
Definitely. I think another negative side to music is like, when people are mentioning in the lyrics, in it, like, or they're cussing someone else from a different gang or stuff like that and causing beef through these MCs and stuff. Whereas, like, in a good point of view, they'd be talking good things about people if that's they were talking about people. I see a positive track is you don't mention any names, really. You don't mention anything like that, any postcodes or anything. There's no good in music.
Yeah.
To make a nice, positive track, it wants to be something good and something real, something true, but yet something... It's not swearing and mentioning guns and knives. It wants to be, why not something about a beautiful girl? You know what I mean? You get the tracks about the ladies. That's a positive song, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you're talking about a nice girl.
Sometimes you do blame society, yeah? Because all these people that make all these bad songs, yeah? They live in the environment where they're brainwashed.
Mm.
So that's why there's things like this, yeah? That I'm grateful for. People don't know this youth work and stuff like that.
Exactly, helping us out and getting the kids off the streets and that.
Getting the kids off the streets and stuff like that.
Definitely. Well, that's all good. I think that should do for now.
Yeah.
Well,
but we're going to start doing the same, innit?
Definitely. All Boy is on it. All Boy is definitely going to be doing the positive side to music.
Once we work on our things, yeah, make sure, yeah, well, we can, like, say we're going to help them, you get me? We help those people. Once we do our thing, yeah, want to pull back to the community, make it grow.
Yeah, definitely. Help others out in it and help them push themselves to make positive music. Yeah. Definitely, definitely. Well, that's Block or Naughty Boy out.
Bless.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
So, Sino, what do you think makes a good music be good? Is it the words? Or is it the way they sing it?
I think that's very basic, to be honest. Right, deep inside your heart, you know what's the difference between good and bad.
I personally think it's not only the words, it's also the artists, what they do in their private lives, you know? People kind of try to kind of live a similar life, do you not think?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, Sino, thank you very much for the answer. It's very interesting because Sino has interviewed 5 different people and ask them 3 different questions, and you're gonna hear now what they answer on those questions about positive and negative influences of music.
What do you think about mainstream artists that portray a negative image?
Obviously, I think if you're an artist in the mainstream, you have a responsibility to, you don't have to go out there and be a perfect role model to kids, but I think you have a responsibility to be at least a decent role model and not like influence kids in any way that would be negative or anything like that.
I think it's bad because they act as role models and then people get the wrong idea about how to act in life. You know, if they're going to be mainstream, they should set an example for the youth coming through, I think.
No, but some of them, yeah. There is some mainstream artists, like low-key, if you ever heard of him. His music's not, none of it is negative, so just talking about the world and like the truth behind it and blah blah blah. But some of them are like, some of them are bad, yeah, with negativity.
Well, I'm not really into mainstream music myself. I try to find like artists that are unknown and like try telling my friends and or like family about them. But mainstream artists, they tend to get a bit big-headed, really, and they get a bit off subject, and they're always in like headlines, and there's all other things happening in the news, and all these mainstream artists are hogging the headlines when there's like other things happening, like there's troops dying in Afghanistan and Iraq and places, and they're taking headlines over petty little things.
Well, I think it's really irresponsible of them to do that. Maybe it's because they're immaturity, or maybe they think it'll sell records, but it's not something I like to see.
Do you think music is used positively or negatively in the mainstream?
Generally, I think overall, I think music is positive for people and society. I think there's music that makes you sad, that makes you happy, that makes you everything. But generally, it's just something that people can share and enjoy. And you have different types of music for different moods. And it can also be used in a really positive way, like to portray a message or an idea or a theory. And you can involve it in politics and current affairs. So I think generally music, I think if we didn't have it, the world would be a worse place.
I think it can be used both positively and negatively. I can't give you really any examples because lots of people listen to music, so I think it's the responsibility of the artist and the sort of, you know, record company of how it comes out and how it looks. So I think it can be, but I think it can be managed so it isn't as well.
Not always. Whoever's making it to mainstream is just making the money. And they'll do whatever to make money, won't they?
I think it's used positively, but there's just a number of artists that tend to use it how it shouldn't be used. They use it for their own benefits, really.
Depends which part of the music industry. The parts that I like seem to use it in a very positive manner. There are parts that I don't agree with. I mean, calling women different names and that are derogatory and negative, and just talking about violence and just like it's just a natural thing. That does not appeal to me.
If you could change one thing personally in the music industry, what would you change?
Probably there's a lack of, particularly in the mainstream, there's a lack of artists getting involved in political issues or issues, social issues that affect people in society today. And maybe definitely the mainstream backing away and kind of allowing the labels and the managers to dictate what they write about, what they sing, and what they how they go, what direction. So definitely that. And even in a more independent music scene, I think there's still a lack of people talking about what's going on in the world.
I think associating sort of music with violence, I don't think that's good. That's very, very vague, isn't it? But like gangs using a specific type of music, I don't think that's good, because then it sort of gives the artist a bad reputation. And, you know, I think like violence in music videos isn't always good, because music videos are very accessible, and that can give a bad example to people.
Nothing to change about it.
I'd try and give artists that aren't well known an easier step up to being heard by like general public and communities in general. I'd help smaller artists out. All the musicians you see out on the street busking, they've got real talent. I'd help them out.
I get concerned about censorship. That's the thing. I mean, I want to say something like, well, I wouldn't allow them to use these very negative images and swearing and whatnot, but then if you start there, where do you stop? It's a real, real, real
Do you think the music industry has already gone too far?
and
yes, I do. I mean, they've gone beyond good sense, I think, and that's
some sort of conscience. The limit.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want censorship, but also people have got to use their thinking caps, put them on, to see what's sensible and not do something which is negative towards this world.
So that was really, really interesting. Do you not think?
Yep, definitely was. Some good interviews there. Lots got brought up, and there's lots of other things to talk about. If you want to find out more information, hit your station, Sheffield Live.
Thank you everyone for your openness, and thank you for listening. I'll see you next time on Sheffield Live.
Keep alive.
Cut that bit out.
Yeah. Listen. Listen. I don't sell drugs, and no, I've never been shot. Stop thinking you know what is and isn't hip-hop. No, I'm not a cockney, though my home is London. Please, look past all your own assumptions. You reckon it's all positions, or often you're an ignorant bloke. Don't understand, so you think it's a joke. Negativity is not what I'm glamorizing. Listen with your heart, stop sitting there analyzing. Broaden your mind, stop sitting there patronizing. Take that smirk off your face when you hear a rapper rhyme. And stop believing the hype, see the deep in your mind. Seek and you'll find people are just people in life. You don't wanna witness what the kids spit. You'd rather dismiss it as misogynistic. I know great rappers from Margate to Manchester, so please spare me the embarrassing hand gestures. You probably think, I bet you think, probably think, but you're wrong. I've never been to jail, but I've been to university. Don't take it personally, certain journalists are jerks. You see, don't sell drugs, I perform poetry and earn a fee. You look down, but one day your son might work for me. Hip-hop is universal, take time, think on it. Don't own a car, let alone one with rims on it. You wanna hear rappers? There's tons from London, in fact. And none of us rap about the gnug and the crack, cause that is not hip-hop, and they know it. Forget the word rapper, we're just modern-day poets. We make the points that you perverse jerks never make. Don't wanna break the chains, you'd rather perpetuate. You must have a very closed mind if you can't see past all the stereotypes. If you know a hater, reveal them. Don't worry about me, just watch which rappers are raising your children. You probably think, I bet you think, probably think, but you're wrong. You probably think, I bet you think, you probably think, but you're wrong.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
This programme was made by Anissa, Danny, Juwan, Kate, Marvis, Mananuri, Nazma, Nakisha, Shiraz, Warren, Connor, and Razak. Other contributors were Wayne Hoyle from the Youth Offending Service, Shine, Right Step, Oh Boy, and Nathan Gordon. Special thanks go to Fabian Beckett and Pete Beeston for production support. This project was a partnership between Sheffield Futures, Media Box, and Sheffield Live. You've been listening to a Sheffield Live production.